Dr. Barnett, will QE3 help the economy?
Yes. In the short run, it will basically pump money into the economy and tend to keep long-term interest rates low, which is advantageous to the economy. In the long run, there are reasons to be concerned about the consequences. In the long run, it would not be at all surprising if long-term interest rates went up. People buying bonds now at low interest rates may find they're going to lose money and might then have some questions about the motives of the Federal Reserve. So there are both risks and benefits. The clear benefits are short run. In the long run, it's not so clear how the risks relate to the potential benefits.
Have you seen the Fed's explanation of QE3 and how it'll affect the economy?
I haven't looked specifically at the numbers, but I can tell you I worked for the Federal Reserve Board in Washington, D.C. for 8 years, and I'm fully aware of their procedures and the consequences of them. And I can tell you there are benefits and risks, and again, the most disturbing risk is related to the national debt. The Treasury is having to pay interest on the national debt. The Federal Reserve has reason to want to try to help out the Treasury by keeping the interest rate on the national debt low. That's possibly one of the motives here, is to try to keep down the interest on the national debt. But when the interest rate goes up again, the Treasury is going to have to pay more interest on the national debt. That will be a significant problem. And people who buy long-term bonds now and lose money on them may not be too happy about what the Fed did at the present time. But again, in the short run, it's a plus. In the long run, it's not clear what people are going to think about the consequences of this.
Dr. Barnett, is this robbing Peter to pay Paul?
That's somewhat of an oversimplification. The intent is to induce the public to act in a way that is advantageous in the short run, and it is likely to be successful for that. The problem, again, is whether inducing the public to respond by making long-term loans at low interest rates at the present time, whether that's going to be advantageous to the public further into the future is not so clear. So it is a somewhat dangerous game. In fact, in economics, the technical language that's relevant to this uses what's called game theory. And the particular procedure in technical language that I'm sure you don't want me to explain, it's called time inconsistency. So the Federal Reserve is playing a game which, to a professional game theorist, is time inconsistent. It's good in the short run. It's dangerous in the long run. How it's all going to play out is not clear. The Federal Reserve has very sophisticated economists. They tend to know what they're doing. They're probably weighing the risks against the benefits. It should be understood there are risks involved in this particular policy, and their long-run risks.
Thanks for your time, sir. I do appreciate it.